This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so good to have you with us and joining us today. And I'm excited to have Scott Weiner on with us because Scott has an incredible background. And as someone who is not based in cannabis, but expanding his horizon into this industry, I think it's going to be a wonderful conversation. And Scott, welcome to the program. You are the principal and co-founder of the 50/50 Group. Tell us about the 50/50 Group before we get into your parlay into the cannabis world.
Sure, thank you. It's great to be here. And I'm excited to tell the story a little bit. Believe it or not, today's our 15-year anniversary from when we opened up our first space called, believe it or not, the 50/50. My business partner and I started out in restaurants, and we've kind of always done that. We started with the sports bar. We found ourselves a couple years later opening up a family pizza restaurant, followed by a bakery, and we've just kind of continued to keep growing and always have always looked to do concepts where just a little bit different but more reflective of who we are as human beings, and we're excited to hear about. So, in short, that's the 50/50 Group. We have 21 concepts.
Yeah.
We're in development on 16 more right now.
One of the things that I was fascinated about in your background is that you wound up in Vegas at a very young age and worked your tail off at so many different properties there while getting your bachelor's degree in hospitality. And then you went on to become a wine sommelier. So this entrepreneurial spirit obviously began at a very young age for you.
Yeah, both my parents were, my dad was a CPA and my mom was an interior designer. So I sort of joke around that I reflect both of them. I've got the financial side. I've got the, not necessarily the design side per se, but creative, and I look for ways to do things that are fun and exciting to me. And then the entrepreneurial side, I did, for better or worse, grow up having to feed myself a lot because they were always working, which is maybe how I got into the restaurant business. And it could have been how I learned a little bit about cannabis early on in the days too. I had a lot of time to myself.
I was just going to say, so when did the cannabis piece come into the storyline? Or was it always part of it?
It's believe it or not, I've my experience with it has come and go over the years. I tried it very often and used it in high school, and then I just stopped. And I actually started dabbling a little bit in the psilocybin, and I would say that's actually defined a lot of what me and my business partner have really used over the years for, maybe some inspiration into some of the projects we've done. And on and off throughout those years, cannabis has been a part of it. And I think I really started to take it serious from a business perspective maybe about 4 or 5 years ago, when I found myself, sitting down to a course meal from a Michelin star chef who was infusing with cannabis. And it was also one of my first experiences in low ABV cocktails and CBD cocktails. And really the movement that's taking over in hospitality right now, which is, DNA Bev's, which was used in a lot of respects to balance out the course meals as well as to complement them. So that's about 4 or 5 years ago. And then, as opportunities came around, I really thought that there was going to be an opportunity to, you know, share the way I feel about cannabis, which I feel like it's something that could and should be a part of hospitality, food, and beverage, and that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
With our first dispensary.
So, by the way, you were just awarded, Crain's Chicago named you as the on the prestigious 40 under 40 list.
Well, a few years ago, I am very proud of it. It was a cool honor.
Yeah, that's a very cool honor. But I want to go back to something. I want to go back to COVID for just a moment. The model, and by the way, it would be remiss for me to not mention that every single week, Scott, you make about 150 meals for people that would not have the opportunity to get homemade food?
Currently, yes, I do. I volunteer at a place in Lincoln Square called the Friendship Center, along with my director of operations. And we also, we really try to stress for all of our salaried employees that, you know, we'll pay you for it, but we want you to put in at least 2 hours a month of community service in local organizations. And not to take anything away against St. Jude or some of the real big organizations, but I really have always felt it's important as a local neighborhood restaurateur to be involved in those local organizations. So,
absolutely, the local community. Yeah, yeah. That makes tremendous sense, Scott. Tremendous sense, yeah.
Yeah.
How did you fare during COVID? And I know that with everyone out there, it's changed the world of cannabis on so many fronts. I can tell you that the last trade show, I was just at a trade show in Anaheim, California, where before COVID, there were probably 300 booths devoted to cannabinoids. 300. There were just a few in this year's show. There were thousands of booths. It was, you know, normally 87,000 people. This year it was 67,000, but still a huge crowd. But there's been a lot of shifts and a lot of changes in the world of cannabis since COVID. And I'm just wondering, as a restaurateur, as someone who's now in the industry, what were the ramifications and what happened during the COVID turmoil years for you and your company?
Sure. Well, it was scary. You know, my livelihood, you know, I'm a personal guarantor on a lot of loans, a lot of businesses. I also feel responsible for a lot of employees that have been with me for years, and those that have just been with me. But to give you an idea of the scale, we were at about 600 employees pre-COVID, and, you know, we had to shut down many of our restaurants for a long period of time. We finally reached our headcount of 600 employees last summer. Not for want of not trying. It was just challenging to hire. But the entire makeup of our business has changed. Our experiential places came back really, really strong, where some of our neighborhood staples, frankly, still haven't come back. And I attribute a lot of that to the working from home, more so than I do to much else. But it's changed the entire industry. And as I was looking out from the outside on cannabis, I saw, you know, quite the opposite, where I saw a lot of people that I know in the industry working almost as much as the frontline people, because, you know, there was just lines out the doors. You know, so I was interested, and you know, through that time, that's really when, you know, we really started kind of searching within to think about what did we want to do with our restaurant group post-COVID, and seeing how things were already changing coming out of it. And as we, you know, were fortunate to find an opportunity within cannabis, it just made a lot of sense, frankly, to try to look for ways to combine the two and create that experiential that incorporates dining in the room next door.
Right.
Or a bar or whatever it may be.
And where are you in the process with your new cannabis endeavor? And tell us a little bit about it.
Hey, cannabis is, it started from the premise that as I was coming outside in on a lot of this.
Scott, hold that thought because I realize we're up against the clock for a break. So I am so sorry. I just didn't realize the time. When we come back, we will continue. Give us the website as we go to break.
OKCannabis.com. OKAY Cannabis.com.
We'll be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. We'll be back with Scott in just a moment.
My name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab tested to contain 0% THC.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. Scott Weiner is back with us, co-founder of OK Cannabis and 5050 Hospitality Group. Scott, how many restaurants in the group right now?
We've got 21 in the group. Some
21?
Are, you know, several Roots Pizzas, six West Town Bakeries. Currently one OK Cannabis, but we're building two more right now as we speak.
So in Massachusetts, you're only allowed to have three locations. Does that rule apply in the Chicago area? Is that, you're in Chicago, right?
Yeah, I'm in Chicago, and the dispensaries will be located throughout Illinois. I'll be limited to 10 cannabis locations in Illinois.
10.
If we decide to go that far.
That route. Yeah. Is the first one, has it opened yet?
Yeah, the first one opened up about 5 weeks ago. And,
oh my gosh. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, we're about 6 weeks out on the second one and about 3 months out on the third one. So we definitely took some risks because, you know, there were lawsuits holding up the licenses here in Illinois. And we took the chance and the challenge to develop these places before technically having our license.
So that is really huge. Yeah. I'm just curious. Have there been ramifications from the restaurant group and people that know the restaurants and the fallout that you're now entering the cannabis arena?
Actually, it's been the opposite. Location. It's honestly been a surprise. OK Cannabis houses the fifth location of West Town Bakery. We also have a full bar. We have an event space, and we'll be introducing a consumption lounge later next month. And we thought that, you know, people would be hesitant to bring their children into West Town Bakery because it's next door to the dispensary. You know, whether that be the taboo or whatever it is, and that's been the opposite. We've got kids in there all the time, grabbing donuts, getting cake balls. And frankly, that was the biggest surprise, where I would say on the other side, it's such a unique concept. You know, it's got the bar. We have our restaurant groups, mixologists doing some fantastic cocktails, low ABV, as well as, you know, a great old fashioned. But we thought we were going to be a lot busier in the dispensary. And what we've realized is that, you know, that it's an established market out here. Just because we decided to open up a unique concept, doesn't mean 100 new people are going to start using cannabis every day. So the growth has been, you know, 20-25% day over day, and we're getting there. But definitely not what I thought from a numbers standpoint, where everything that we've done from a food and beverage standpoint has really complemented. And the days that we're busy in that bakery, or we have a private event like we did last night, the dispensary seems to really benefit from that. And that's been a huge surprise. We also have, I've got about 100,000 loyalty members, loyalty rewards member across the restaurant group. So we probably have one of the first of those in the country where you can theoretically get reward points buying pizzas at Roots Pizza and then use your dollars in the dispensary. So there's some really unique and cool things.
Wow, that's crazy.
There.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been well received.
That's so entrepreneurial of you to do that. I want to go back for just a moment because we know from so many conversations on this program how difficult the business piece is. And I think, to your credit, you have how many people working for you? About 1,000? Close to 1,000?
Close to that right now.
So your experience with payroll, your experience with the taxes and all of that, are you shocked at what you have to, the hoops you have to go through for the world of cannabis?
yes, I am. I think that some of it's just frankly ridiculous. But I also, I'm aware that I have an advantage. I have an infrastructure. I have a payroll department. I have human resources. You know, even the simple things like having an employee handbook, or having dealt with 100 different issues over the years, from the electricity going. We bring a lot of experience in just overall business. And one thing I'll say about the restaurant industry, it's competitive. And I'm used to working on very low margins and having to be efficient. Now, I know there's markets outside of Illinois that are not limited license states where it's very, very competitive. But Illinois has had the luxury for a lot of these current dispensaries of really not having much competition. I think it's something like 96,000 residents per one dispensary. So we also approach this knowing that there were going to be opportunities to find new efficiencies and find ways to be better operators in cannabis by combining some of the hard knock lessons we've learned over in the restaurants over the years.
When you decided to do this concept, so tell us what you're making. Are the baked goods in the bakery edibles?
No, that's one of the biggest issues we're dealing with from a misperception standpoint is that people do expect, but there are people that come in there and they assume it's a brownie infused with cannabis. No, we're a true artisan bakery. We're baking fresh breads every day, breakfast sandwiches, donuts, croissants, laminated stuff, all the things you can think about. We also have a happy hour menu. We're serving, you know, appetizers from flatbreads to arancinis and, you know, full cocktail list. Once we get to the point with consumption, which we're introducing to the local municipality this month and we'll have next month, that's when we're going to really be able to start doing some of the unique things we've been looking forward to do. Every Friday night we'll have a magician, sushi and doobie rolling classes, all that sort of fun stuff is sort of in the wings for us.
I think that is so great. Oh my gosh. I love it. I love it. So the plan, are your restaurants going to be near the dispensaries, or is just this one happens to be next door to it and it was just, you had the property?
No, this one was very intentional. OK Cannabis will always have a food and beverage component in it.
Okay.
So this is our first location. We bought a failed Twin Peaks, and we completely, renovated the interior to create a lounge, a bar, a bakery, and a dispensary.
Yeah, yeah. We have so much more to talk about with Scott. Scott Weiner is our guest today from OK Cannabis, and the best website is
OKCannabis.com.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned. I'm Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oregano.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back. We're getting an inside look at how a restaurateur became a cannabis dispensary with Scott Weiner. I'm Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. Welcome back. And Scott, thanks for being with us and giving us an insight into what it's like. I think that we still don't have a clue of what the financial payout is, the security, the additional pieces that even though you have everything built in from the 50-50 restaurant group that you are partners with, it must be challenging on some days to make it all come together. And by the way, a huge financial risk.
It's a huge financial risk. It's very challenging in all respects for anybody to find capital to come into cannabis right now. So we've got a lot riding on it. And just from an operational standpoint, we have to use a completely separate payroll company. And we have, as a result, we run payroll for cannabis on the opposite week that we run for, 600 or 700-ish.
I was just going to ask you, how do you deal with payroll? But more importantly, how do you deal with the banking? Because the banking is so limited in the cannabis world.
The banking's limited, and they definitely take every liberty possible to, nickel and dime you on fees. Now, I will say I've seen some good actors in the space. In Chicago, Credit Union One's been amazing, actually. Security Bank as well. But there's a lot of people out there that know you don't have a lot of choices, and they're going to take their piece. And I think that I feel horrible for a lot of these people coming into the business right now that maybe don't have a ton of business experience, and they're getting taken advantage of. It's kind of the Wild West in a lot of respects out there. So there's a lot to navigate, and there's a lot of things that don't quite make sense to me. I understand from a legal perspective why things have to be the way they are, but I also think that there's some people pushing the limits to really get what they can out of it by taking advantage of some of the dispensaries and the other little guys out there.
How long do you think it will be before you see profits?
Well, one of my partners in this, Amand Pawar, he's actually on Senator Schumer's group that's trying to work through some of the regulations at the federal level. So it's going to happen. It's going to happen. You know, everyone speculates and has an idea. I don't know when. I just know it will. I were to guess, I'd say over the next 2 to 4 years, but who really knows? And I can't run the business thinking it's going to happen next week or next month. I just
have to deal with
what we've got. And like I said, I'm so fortunate that I have restaurants in this infrastructure behind us, because a lot of the things and the problems that would take someone coming into this business, or maybe has only been in the business for a year, a long time and a lot of legal fees to find or figure out, I've already figured it out, or I've dealt with it before, just in a different spectrum.
When you are putting out a product, are you able to advertise the dispensary with, can you commingle the businesses or not really in terms of marketing?
You can. We're still figuring out a lot of stuff too, because, as we learned when we did what we did, it took a lot of people, a minute or two to try to figure out what we were doing. I'm not so sure the state of Illinois even realized that we were going to be having a full bar until the day that they inspected us. Even though paperwork and all that had been completed for a year prior to us opening. But another example of someone that didn't understand it was Google. It took us almost 30 days to have a Google business page up, because Google
could
not wrap their head around the facts. And that hurt. We were being classified as a Cantabrian restaurant. And I've been in the restaurant industry now for about 30 years. I don't even know what a Cantabrian restaurant is, never seen one. But that's what you would find if you looked up OK Cannabis, a Cantabrian restaurant. So we've had a lot of things that, explain, no, we serve food, too. And no, it's not infused. It's just a normal scone. It's an espresso drink. we've had a lot of explanations that, yeah, you call someone at Google and, you know, in California, and fortunately it was California, maybe they figured out a little bit sooner than some of the others.
That's so wild. Oh, my gosh. That is so crazy. Extra security, I'm sure you've had to hire.
Yeah, we have security, multiple, especially that will increase one's consumption of cannabis gets added. But, yeah, we also have a bar, which means that the people serving drinks have to have a BASIC card and safe alcohol training, as well as food handler certificates. That's the stuff we know plenty about. And actually, our because of the concepts we have across the city, we already had a director of security, and we have a security team that goes to some of our rooftop bars or other places of, you know, about 30 people. So this was actually one of the easier parts for us, and rather soon we'll actually be registered as a private security agency in the state of Illinois, which took a certification class and a lot of work by Jose Carbajal, our director of security. But to us, because, you know, our first core value in our restaurant group has always been hospitality is our honor, we've always felt it really, really important that security represented that hospitality standpoint just as much as anybody in the facility, from a budtender to a bartender.
Right.
So, yeah, it's been a challenge, but we've also looked at it from the standpoint of, you know, we have somebody who already understands that business. And currently we outsource with a group called Rescue 8, and the owner of that supply has also been amazing, you know. But yeah, a lot of security. It's not cheap.
How do you get the bud tenders as well as the bartenders? But yeah, I can understand the bartenders, but the bud tenders. And how do you go about hiring for the dispensaries, for the cannabis arm?
Well, we, once again, can't use any of our HRIS platforms from the restaurants. So, you know, we have a completely separate human resources, you know, system. But it's the same human resources director, and fortunately we're at a size where I have somebody who's able to spend time, a secondary employee in that department, that spends a great deal of time recruiting. And I'll tell you a funny story. Finding a barista over the last 3 years in any of my Westbound bakeries or any of my restaurants has been very difficult, very, very difficult. However, you put out an ad under the name OK Cannabis and say we're hiring baristas, and I'll get 100 applicants. So what I will say is that we do have a lot of people applying to work in our dispensary. And there's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of buzz out there that, you know, we're doing something different. And, you know, I think over the years we've done a decent job of representing our restaurant group as, you know, being, you know, decent, down-to-earth people. And I think that's helping our ability to hire.
You know, we talk a lot about giving back, philanthropic efforts, and so I'm sure you had to share with the different meetings that what your initiatives will be, and so can you share with us a little bit about what some of the wonderful feel good things you're going to be doing for the community?
Sure. Well, we started doing them actually in construction. We work, one of our partners is also involved with an organization called Amplify here in Chicago. And Amplify brings justice-involved youth, where people have, you know, touched the justice system that are in various aspects of rehabilitation. So we started just doing demolition on our buildings. We used Amplify. You know, these kids did a fantastic, fantastic job. Might have cost us a week or two extra in the labor, but you know, things take a little longer, but we started there, and we're actually continuing to use Amplify with some of the participants that are a little further in the rehabilitation and mentorship program. We call them cohorts. We'll be coming in as managers and agents in our facilities. So the first cohort, I believe, will be starting early May. We also work with the Kedish Foundation. And we've been utilizing special use adults, we call them team members, to help with various elements in cannabis that are more predictable jobs, you know, IT checking where there's some computerization.
Yeah, we have
a lot of things like that.
We have to take a quick break. We'll be back our remaining moments with Scott Weiner. Scott is with OK Cannabis, and that's the website as well, OK Cannabis, and you spell OKAY Cannabis.com. We will be back in just a moment. Frankie Boyer, stay tuned. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-694-1130. 800-694-1130. That's 800-694-1130.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey. We're really getting the most amazing insight into what life is like. And, you know, I have to say, Scott, welcome back. I don't know how you do what you do with all of the different, you're a dad, you are volunteering in the community, and you've got a lot of irons in the fire. And my first question to you is, how are you keeping it all straight?
Well, we're organized, and we've made a lot of mistakes over the years. But I have a leadership team that I meet with twice a week. Culinary operations, front of the house operations, HR, marketing, sales, and we're structured. We meet at the same time every week. We have a very structured meeting on how we address issues, as well as, you know, follow up on the work we're doing. You know, an accountability chart so everybody in the company knows the roles and functions of everybody there. So it's there's infrastructure there. With that said, I'm extremely organized and I spend a lot of time at work. My wife's probably we joke around that she's typically, you know, she's typically disappointed in me, but she'll be slightly less disappointed in me if I show up at home when I say, well, and can cook dinner for everybody. So it is a lot right now. But
yeah,
I support a family. I've got a great team surrounding me as well, and I make it work.
I have to say, I'm on the website, okcannabis.com, and I'm looking at one of the dispensaries, and as an artist, oh my gosh, you're using color. It's just absolutely gorgeous.
That was one of the things. Now, you go out to Colorado, you go out west where, you know, they're much more mature market and there's a lot of really amazing places. But in Illinois, everybody, you know, really focused on creating these, you know, a very professional sort of, really focusing on the spa medicinal standpoint of it. And we just wanted to be the opposite. We wanted to have bright colors. Right now within our dispensary, we're building a terpene bar. We're displaying our products based off of feeling as opposed to, you know, supplier. And we're eagerly waiting for the craft cannabis cultivators to finally open up in the market here, because that's really what we designed the interior to showcase. You know, the name okay also, it's, you know, the premise of it was, I'm okay, you're okay, weed's okay, we're all okay. And that's really what this is. It's meant to be a very bright, colorful, inclusive environment. That's just a little bit different than what we've seen.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Your model, though, is something that I'm sure many people listening today would say, maybe I should be looking into this and expanding my horizons a little bit. I also think having the right partners is so helpful for you on this journey.
I can tell you from what I've heard in Illinois, there's 190 of these dispensaries that, you know, are trying to open right now, and only 8 of them have. And I know capital is a hard part, but I've heard a lot of stories about infighting with partners. And, some of those things, frankly, is just luck of the right people finding each other. And I'm lucky in that respect. I've got a lot of great people around me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Good for you. Good for you. If you had go ahead. I'm sorry.
In terms of other people saying expand the horizons and trying to do what we're doing, I think that's amazing. I think that this is the next iteration of cannabis. I think that it's not going to necessarily be good enough to just get someone to come on in, buy something, and out in with the next person. Our motto at this dispensary is come on in and stay a while. Come and have a coffee. Maybe you don't even buy cannabis today. Maybe you just get a coffee and a donut. We're totally fine with that. And I think that ultimately is where, you know, as I was saying with my restaurants, the experiential places are the ones that are really doing well right now, where the staples are still fighting to come back from COVID. And I think cannabis is much the same. So I encourage people to get out there and see what we're doing and create your own. And, you know, we've had a few people reach out to us asking for help, and I'm happy to. And we had someone else ask to partner with us, and that's a flattering idea too. So I encourage people to break the mold and keep trying to do what they do, especially if they believe in it.
I think it's important that you understand as well, and that you really get and understand where you're coming from, and that your philosophy has a lot to do with it. And the fact that you have so much experience, experiential learning, you know, I mean, you've been in this industry for a long time now, and you really get it. You really understand what customers want.
Well, I think I have a good educated guess, but I've been wrong more often than I've been right, frankly. And I'll tell you, one of our other company policies, or not policies, mentalities, is it's okay to be wrong 9 out of 10 times, but you got to pivot quick. And that's one of the things we do, is we pivot, not afraid to admit that I'm wrong. And I probably am wrong 90% of the time, but I make very quick decisions based on information, data, my advisors, and the last part being my gut. And that's how we move forward and continue to improve our product.
Well, I have to tell you that this has been just a delight chatting with you today. And we'd love to have you back when the other properties open and give us a sense of what it's like having 3 locations. And in the next few months, you will. And that to me is just amazing. Thank you so much, Scott, for all that you're doing. And again, people can find everything about you, and go ahead and give that.
You can find out about the restaurant group. It's the 5050group.com. So thefifty50group.com. OK Cannabis talks about our brand, our story, where it came from. And, feel free to reach out. This is a tremendous honor for me to have the opportunity to tell my story. I appreciate it.
Oh, no, thank you so much. And we will take a quick break. Oh, no, we're all done for today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's been our show. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thank you so much, Scott. And we will see you all next time. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
With gladness, hide every trace of sadness all over. Maybe ever so near. And if you smile through your fear and sorrow, smile. And maybe tomorrow you'll see that life is still worthwhile.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.